South African Navy on its sea hours and capacity to effective utilization of naval assets, and a briefing from by the SA Air Force on its flying hours and capacity constraints to effective utilization of air assets. Those are the two issues for today. There's a slight change to the agenda. There's a suggestion that we start with number two, briefing by the South African Air Force, and then move to the briefing by the South African Navy. So this being the agenda for today. As for apologies, there is an apology from the Minister of Defence, and she is on a mission with the Deputy President of the country. And may I take apologies at this time? Are there any apologies from the committee? Any apologies from the committee? All right, it doesn't look like there's any apology from the committee. And I think the Navy is in full force and the Air Force is in full force. Thank you so much. Right, without much ado, let me invite the Air Force to do the presentation. And but before we do that, probably I think because we're meeting for the first time, especially with I know we're not meeting for the first time with the Navy and the Air Force. We've had a chance when we visited that basis. But maybe for record purposes, let me invite the both chiefs to introduce their delegations. I will start with the chief of the Air Force, who will be doing the presentation first, to just quickly go through the introductions and then move to the chief of the South African Navy. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, members of the committee, and I also have observed that there are members from the media, and ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed an honor for us to come and present before you the status of the South African Air Force in terms of flying hours, the way our approach is as follows, is that we have basically one slide just that speaks to the actual issue, and then the other slides, the other, I think 17 slides, it's the issue that causes the Air Force not to fly at the rate that it is supposed to be. With regards to introduction. I am Lieutenant General Msimang, Chief of the South African Air Force. With us, with myself and the Sea Navy, we've got from level one. Level one is the departmental level. Here we've got three levels. There's level one, which is from the departmental level, that is from General Shoker's environment. A staff officer, it is Brigadier General Tulare. That's him standing. So he looks, he's in the office of the strategy. And then at level two, that is now ourselves, I'll then talk to the Air Force delegation. It is Brigadier General Munsami, He's the Director of Education Training and Training and Development in the South African Air Force. He is responsible for all the flying training at Langebaanberg. He's also responsible for foreign learning opportunities and also training within the South African Air Force. And then behind, I've got Colonel Mutlaung. He is the SSO long-term business plan. Where is it? Okay, sorry, it's just behind me. He is working in our strategic environment. He's one of our main planners. And then I've got my budget manager, who's also with us, Mr. Kumalo. And then I've got a staff officer with me. That is the delegation from the South African Air Force.
Thank you, Chief. May I then ask the Chief of the Navy to do the honors?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson of the Joint Standing Committee and members of the Joint Standing Committee. I am Vice Admiral Songwane, the Chief of the South African Navy. With me, I've got my Director, Maritime Plans, Rear Admiral Junior Grade Van Niekerk, and I also have my Inspector General, Rear Admiral Junior Grade Nkomonde. I've got also my Flag Captain, Captain Stolle, and my Master at Arms of the Navy is in the Army is known as a Sergeant Major. That's all the delegation that I have. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Generals, for the presentation. You realize that of concern to the Portfolio Committee is the efficiency and the effectiveness of the Army. The Army has at least four, has not Army, the military.
The Defense Force.
thank you very much for that. The Defense Force has four elements to it. This is the Army, the landward force, is the Navy, the Air Force, and the South African Military Services. This being the main constituents or constituent part of the South African Defense Force. Now, in the meetings we've had, we got reports that due to budgetary constraints, certain cutbacks had to be made in the Defense Force. And the cutbacks are actually affecting or they have a direct impact on the operations of the Army, the military in general. And one of the areas that got impacted by the budgetary constraints is the number of hours that you give to the service. You see hours, you tell us what that means, the extent to which that impacts on the operations of the Navy and of the Air Force. And besides those two being the most prominent and things, we also have assets. That you may want to talk to, which are affected by the cuts. I don't know how far, how much you can talk to that. We're going to your, we visited your base and you pointed to some assets that would require, you know, budget to service them. And assets that some of which have actually gone beyond their lifespan and can't be renewed given the budgetary constraints. We've seen all of that. Perhaps you may just fly over it because we've been there with you on the ground. You've seen it for yourself. You explained it. It was in the presentation that you've delivered. And but essentially, these are the challenges that we want the two forces to have a frank discussion with the committee on. Without wasting time on these two issues, I said I will start with the efforts. Let me now invite General Msema to take us through his presentation. I know that the media on our meetings are always open and to the media, and I heard that some parts of the presentations that were made to us when we were there found their way to the media. And they were then reported in the press. And I don't know to what extent can we limit the way they report to the public. And because what we discuss here, some of the things wouldn't want them to lend to the public in general, because we don't want the public to have access to some of the information until we decide as a committee that we actually make it public. You see, if we decide that this information for now is for our own ears and ears only, we want it to be kept at that level. And before we share it with the public at large, because otherwise it would limit the extent to which we engage with the department. And if the meeting is closed, they are able to be frank. And but if the meeting is open, they will be selective in how they report or in what they report to the committee. Like today, I think the meeting is open. So it means that they will be selective in how they report to the committee. And I think that is for the defense of the country. I think colleagues must know it's for the defense of the country. And we wouldn't want your enemy to see how you have, you know, prepared yourself. And or how unprepared you are, or underprepared you are. And so I'm not saying that in making a statement as to the preparedness or otherwise, but I'm saying some information is better kept within, and than being made public. That is for the good of the country. But then I'll leave it to the general to decide on how he does the presentation, and then ask portfolio committee members to engage with the input. Over to you, General.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. You are 100% correct. This presentation from the South African Air Force is classified as confidential, hence the request that it should be handled in that fashion.
It is so, and so the information is classified. And how then do we deal with this question, colleagues? Okay, let me take it to the committee members, General, and I will come back to you once the committee has ventilated the issue. I will start with you, Chair.
Good morning, honourable members. I just want to check if there are people from the media in the meeting, and that's what we need to establish first.
The media is in full force. I can see we have how many? I have about three or four media houses in the house. Over to you, okay? Do you want to say something? We're responding to
I was just going to say that their presence in the meeting may make it difficult for some questions to be answered, because members are not limited in the kind of questions they ask. But unless if we say those who are answering the questions may say that no, we don't feel comfortable in answering that question for now. And that some of the matters could be, if for instance members feel strongly that we want to engage with this matter, it could be referred to committees that are vetted to have this kind of information. We have the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. Some of those questions could be referred there, and it's a multi-party structure. They could be dealt with at that level. That's my humble suggestion.
Okay. All right. Modiste, Lekwase, and then Mr. Mare. Okay, sure. I'll then move to you for the break.
Thank you, sir. I think as the chief has correctly put it, that is a confidential, or it's supposed to be a confidential meeting. So we need to be decisive about it and ask the media to leave this meeting. If they want to do interviews, they can do it at a later stage. We need to manage our information properly. So I would suggest that we ask the media to leave this meeting. And it's only not limited to questions that will be asked later, Chair. Also, the presentations that are going to be done, I'm sure they are more detailed. So we need to be careful about it. So let's ask the media to kindly excuse us. Thank you.
Mr. Fosse.
Chair, I just want to concur with Honorable Modise. Let the media be excused and then be allowed space to can engage on whatever that was happening today when we are done.
Okay, can we do that? If we can get just a break for 5 minutes, let us discuss. No. Wait. We want us to discuss this thing, and then later invite the media. It's not okay to discuss it in their presence. We're not discussing protecting the presentation. We're discussing whether, to what extent do we close the meeting. That's what we're discussing. And then may we just request the media to be outside a bit for a few minutes. No, we'll invite you back to give you the outcome of our discussion.
Singapore, man. The procedure that's agreed.
Yes. Someone is talking here as the media. No person that is not a member of the committee is supposed to talk in here. So if there's any protest or whatever, that is a funny difference. Nobody talks in here.
Okay. No, I think the point is made. Can we ask for a call for order, please? Okay, can you ask the media just for 5 minutes, please? I'm not excluding the media, but I'm excluding the media in discussing this particular item. All right. So the hands, let me just take the hands in the order that I wanted to take them. And you want to be actually objecting to my request. All right. Let me take you because you're objecting.
Chairperson, I think this is the People's Parliament, and we must always remember that there is allowance for closed meetings. Those closed meetings are in very exceptional circumstances. What we're discussing here today is a budgetary issue, and I for one believe that the presence of the media will actually be helpful to the Defence Force's arguments, because ultimately as politicians we are the ones that approve budgets, but we approve budgets according to the mandate that's given to us by the people, by the voters out there. So if the voters out there, if the public becomes aware of issues, of budgetary constraints that are affecting the work of the military, they are then in a position to put pressure on us as politicians to increase budgets.
Sorry, Mr. Ryder, you are discussing the issue that I said, let's discuss it in committee. That item you are talking about.
Well, I don't believe you can do it in committee, Chair, because closed meetings have got special sets of circumstances.
Mr. Ryder, I'm saying is that item that we must discuss it in committee. That item only. If we may ask the media to excuse us for 5 minutes, just for 5 minutes, please. Just for 5 minutes, we'll invite you back into the house. No, sorry.
Is it possible that I can request this? I will put it. We know the process.
The journalists know themselves, and okay, maybe let's do that. Okay. All right, let's leave it to the committee members, the staff, and the media, if they could be outside, except the secretary. Yeah. No. Let me ask you to remain behind. The visitors.